It's time for our first feature. Ian Robertson has chosen another story from his book of Mardler articles penned by Eric Fowler. This one, published in March 1950, is about Beccles.
Essays seem to be in the news recently, but this one is local and 76 years old, written by Jonathan Mardle. In Praise of Beccles. Beccles is one of the most pleasant country towns I know. Strangers usually see it as either the uppermost yacht station on the River Waveney, or as a huddle of narrow streets and awkward turnings on the road from Norwich to Lowestoft. Neither the yachtsman nor the motorist gets the best view of it. It is best seen from a rowing boat higher up the river, where few sailing boats go, now that the locks are disused and there is no more wherry or pleasure traffic up the Waveney to Bungay. From these upper reaches of the river, Beccles appears as a tree-girt town, with its old brick houses straggling up a green cliff. At the top, they form a cluster beneath the massive stone tower of the church, which can be seen for miles across the Waveney marshes. So much may be seen from the outside, but Beccles is best appreciated from the inside by strolling, not motoring, through its narrow streets and making friends there. Thus, you may be fortunate enough not only to appreciate the fronts of the Georgian houses that look out over the marshes from the cliff top, but to see the elegant interiors and the walled gardens which are hidden from the street. There is a peculiar warmth about the colour of the red walls and roofs of Beccles. It contains an orange tint like the reflection of a sunset, and in the gardens behind Ballygate and Northgate, it would seem that flowers must open sooner and fruits ripen more sweetly for the mellow brickwork that surrounds them. With the exception of that delightful oddity, Puddingmoor, which runs between the cliff and the riverside from the Old Market to Bungay Road, the old streets of Beccles are called gates, and nobody in Beccles commits the solecism of talking about Ballygate Street or Hungate Street, as Norwich talks about Wesselgate Street. There is a considerable sprinkling of retired business and professional people, and old soldiers and sailors, who have come to Beccles as a pleasant place in which to rusticate, and who cherish its antiquities as a hobby. One side of Beccles is like a chapter out of Cranford, and although some of the old houses in these hard times are being divided into two, they are being divided with a prideful sense of their continuing dignity and grace as residences. But this is a market town which has never decayed, and there is no faded gentility about it. Beccles thrives with a solid workmanlike prosperity. Industrialism has passed some country towns by and left them moribund except on market day. Others it has invaded and defiled. It came early to Beccles and by some fortunate chance contrived moderately to enrich it without destroying its character. There is a population of 7,000 souls and of a rich variety of tastes and occupations. There are big printing works, a small engineering works, and a railway junction, which are all products of the last century. And there are also flour mills and maltings, which have probably existed in Beccles in one form or another ever since corn was grown and beer was drunk in the fertile Waveney Valley. There is likewise a market for the prime cattle fattened on the Waverley marshes. For emblems of the present time, Woolworths and Boots confront the new market. The electricity board has a showroom nearby, and the co-op occupies a whole range of shops in Smallgate. Yet the local traders still hold their heads up, and the Beccles tailor displays his suitings in just such a bow window as might have attracted the attention of one of Jane Austen's gentlemanly heroes. The corporation, from an 18th century mansion in Blibergate, sets up records in post-war house building and also administers the marsh grazing of Beckle Fen, which has been town property ever since the time of Queen Elizabeth I, and which once yielded such fat rents that the fortunate inhabitants of Beccles were relieved of the necessity to pay rates. The flint-walled house where Sir John Leman in 1631 established a free school stands still in Ballygate, and is still a school, though now a private one. Sir John Leman's foundation has passed the big county secondary school farther out on the road to Ringsfield, but the pupils wear his coat of arms on their cap badges. Thus, happily, does Beccles live in the present with due respect for its past. You will score no high points as a sightseer by going to Beccles. You will not tick off any important item in the guidebook as having been done. Beccles must be appreciated as a whole and at leisure, but it is worth the trouble, for few towns have so well adapted themselves to the changing times without losing their ancient grace.